This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Stanislaw of Poland. Poland was converted to Christianity in 966 AD, but in its history there were periods when disagreements arose between the kings and church leaders which led to bloodshed. An early historian in 1113 AD tells of such an occasion when a Polish king named Boleslaw II the Bold was driven out of his country because he murdered a bishop named Stanislaw who criticized him.
Stanislaw's parents farmed and raised cattle in the village of Szepanów, hidden among the thick forests about 30 miles from the capital, Krakow, located on the Vistula River. Both his father and mother were respected and liked by the villagers, but were childless. Finally, after 30 years, their fervent prayers were answered, and a boy was born in 1036 AD, as his mother was tending cattle in the fields. His father and mother offered him to God's service, and at the age of 5, sent him to the priest in the local school to read, write, and learn the Psalms. Eventually, advanced studies led him to Paris, where his work earned him the reputation as one who made good use of everything he learned for the service of others. He was called back to Krakow, where he was ordained a priest. Soon he was asked to assist the aging bishop with his work. The people loved him because of his politeness, intelligence, and especially his fairness. In time, the bishop died, and the Pope approved the election of Stanislaw as Bishop of Krakow in about 1072. Stanislaw took his new duties seriously.
I view my diocese as a family. I must be firm against evil, and especially defend the poor and oppressed from those in authority who abuse their power.
King Boleslaw the Bold was of about the same age as the bishop. He was the oldest of 5 children in a Christian family whose father had been a good king. He was ambitious to regain Poland's lost lands and imitate his great ancestors. But he was a stubborn, proud, and violent man. Under the pressures of long wars, he began to oppress his people, and by his personal life set a bad example. The bishop mentions them to him.
There are certain things you have done which are not for the welfare of your people. You have destroyed the crops, meadows, and newly sown fields of the villagers by allowing your herds to graze anywhere. You have torn out their fences to use as firewood during meetings and assemblies. Your taxes are too heavy and unjust, and you have counterfeited money to finance your wars. Finally, since you are married, you must give up the other woman who is the wife of one of your knights, which you have forced to live with you. You must stop this wrong, or I will have no recourse but to forbid you to receive any of the sacraments of the church.
And the king replied,
"You criticize me because you think these things concern you. I am only acting according to the customs of my people. We all agree upon what is acceptable. It is you who are creating trouble by trying to make changes in things which should not be changed. However, I will give up the woman because you threaten to drive me out of the church. I will get my revenge on this troublemaker."
The king had a charge brought before his court that the bishop had acquired certain property illegally. The original seller had died, and the king threatened the legal witnesses, so they were afraid to appear to defend the bishop.
"Since there is no justice on earth, I will rely on heavenly justice. My defendant will be the deceased seller of the property. I must pray to God for help."
On the day set, the court and a large crowd followed Stanislaw to the gravesite and were amazed when the original owner of the property rose to witness to the fact that Stanislaw was innocent. The charge was dropped. In 1077, extended wars in Kiev required many knights to be gone for some years. Some wives, fearing their husbands had died and unable to manage their farm alone, had remarried and had children. When reports of these things reached the king's army, many knights returned home after the wars had ended because of the family need. The king became so enraged, he punished these knights with death and took their lands without trial. Then he had their wives and children murdered. Stanislaw was the only one with the courage to correct the king. After all else failed, Stanislaw excommunicated him from the church. The king saw his opportunity for revenge at last.
I have been informed by one of the cathedral servants that the bishop says Mass each morning at the church of St. Michael the Archangel and all the angels just outside the city. I will surround the church with my soldiers and capture him when the Mass is finished.
And so he did this, but was observed by a large number of villagers and those who were in the church.
Won't this Mass ever end? Men, go inside and kill him. I will not wait longer. They are going in. But wait, they are kneeling down to pray. You are all cowards and old women. I don't need you. I will do this thing myself.
The king entered the church himself and murdered the bishop at the altar. Then he had the body dragged outside, cut into pieces, which were thrown all about for wild animals to eat, and ordered everyone to stay away. The bishop's death renewed the courage of the villagers, who reported seeing the pieces shine with a strange light and guarded by eagles. All the parts were buried and later moved to the city of Krakow. By his death, and the many miracles attributed to Stanislaw, he united the Polish people, who wanted a ruler who was concerned for their welfare, the preservation of justice, and rights of the poor. Later, Boleslaw the Bold fled the country. Many years after his death, his tombstone was discovered bearing an inscription which read, "Boleslaw, King of Poland, killer of Saint Stanislaw." For 9 centuries now, Stanislaw has been known, revered, and admired as the patron saint of Poland, and, after the Blessed Virgin, is the most venerated. Let us pray that we may imitate the courage of Saint Stanislaw when we find there is an abuse of authority or lack of justice for those who are in need and oppressed.